And now we are talking about the military coup in Turkey, which on the 15th of July this year created immense internal upheaval between the government, the military, and the citizens of Turkey. What may not have been considered, though, is the extent to which the coup has impacted the external Turkish diaspora. Here in Australia, the community has been divided into two factions, those who are in favor of Erdogan's government and those in favor of the principles presented by philosopher Fethullah Gulen. Here to explain the issue in a little more detail is theologian, author, and academic Mehmet Azalp. Thank you for joining me, Mehmet.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mehmet, as a Turkish-Australian citizen, can you tell us a little bit about the impact of the coup in Turkey on citizens here in Australia?
Well, there is a polarization, obviously. People are watching satellite TV watching internet news. So the Turkish diaspora are very much linked with Turkish events, and especially momentous events such as a coup, and more importantly, what happened afterwards in the actions of the government has major ramifications for the Turkish community in Australia. And in Turkey, Turkish society is split right through the middle. There is a 50% strong support for Erdogan in terms of his government and his vision for Turkey. But there is also a 50% staunchly against him. I don't think we should reduce it to a rift between Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen. It's far greater.
And are we seeing this same sort of split in citizens here in Australia?
Naturally so, because people are, it's not a unified community in a sense that they don't all think the same politically, religiously. There are religious Muslims, and within that there are different groups. There are secular or more integrated Muslims in Australia. And I must also add that the Turkish community in Australia are a very mature community. And there is a significant segment who don't even watch news or related to Turkey. They just go about their lives. So they're not affected that much with the affairs of Turkey. But there is a significant portion that are also affected.
Absolutely. While we have, you know, you have these people who are for or against this, and also people who are uninvolved, and obviously the scale of number of citizens in Australia obviously is far smaller than in Turkey itself. Have we seen any conflict between them in any form?
There has been a few throwing of eggs to Zaman newspaper office in Auburn, and mostly it's on social media. Facebook, Twitter, and so on. There are, you know, various trolls or debates going on. But we haven't seen anything physical, thankfully. In France and Germany, there has been physical attacks on businesses, shops, or educational institutions that belong to the Fethullah Gulen and his movement. There is a massive sensationalism and hatred towards the movement, fueled by the political rhetoric in Turkey. It's quite amazing, actually, and frightening.
So actually, on that point, how is the coup currently progressing politically in Turkey at the moment?
Now, the coup was very small. Obviously, we cannot downplay any coup attempt. It was a serious attempt. And every coup attempts to bring down a government. It's not an attempt towards people. But for some reason, and it turned out because it was done very early and President called people to stand up against the army, the tanks and so on, so civilians died, around 200 or so civilians died. So that is a traumatic effect, obviously. But the coup itself was very small, and it was put down within hours. And one would expect that the coup leaders would be punished, and those who are involved in organizing and managing would be punished and arrested and so on. And they were. But we still don't know who the military leaders are. That's the ironic thing about this coup. And it's been 2 months, and we don't know who the leaders are. But the President Erdogan was very quick. At 11:30 p.m. that night, he blamed it on Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup, and that's the now accepted narrative in Turkey. And on that premise, Erdogan has unleashed, and the government has unleashed, a witch hunt to a scale that we've never seen before in Turkey. And by the way, Erdogan himself said this is a witch hunt. He said, if you call it witch hunt, it's a witch hunt. We will do this. And just a few days ago, he himself complained that it's going too far. We're talking about hundreds and thousands of government employees from private sector sacked, and 1,000 or so schools, 35 hospitals, 15 universities are closed. 120 journalists are in jail at the moment, which is the highest in any country, even higher than China. It's worrying, and it doesn't seem that seems that these are not related to the coup itself. The sackings actually started a day after the coup. About 2,750 judges were sacked. So the Erdogan himself said that this is God's gift, and it will give him an opportunity to cleanse the state from what he believes is undermining his government. And just yesterday also, 28 elected municipal governments belonging to a Kurdish party has been sacked, and the government-appointed administrators will run those municipalities. So it seems that the government and Erdogan has been using the coup as a pretext to solidify the power and rid of any opposition.
Moving forward, I guess, are we going to be seeing just basically the coup kind of be sidelined and it just kind of turn into are we looking at him just using this as an excuse to replace a lot of these places with his own officials and just consolidate power and kind of sideline the coup, or what might we expect?
Well, we don't have to expect it.
It's already happening.
It's already happened and happening. Like, it's not an analysis, yeah. It's a fact at the moment that businesses are, for example, businesses are being confiscated for donating to schools that were run by Fethullah Gulen on the pretext that they are supporting terrorist organizations.
Right.
So, he's been trying to extradite Gulen himself from America, and America has always said, give us the evidence and we'll follow the due court of law. But it's been 2 months, even though Erdogan has blamed it on Gulen within a few hours, he admitted himself that the evidence are being prepared. So no evidence has been given to America to extradite. And if there is no evidence for such things, then how can you base all these actions on those premises? It's a bit, I think the rule of law is reversed upside down in Turkey at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mehmet, for joining us this morning to let us know what's going on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And that was Dr. Mehmet Özalp explaining the progress of the Turkish coup and the impact it's had on Australian Turkish citizens, and also the current state of the government over there and how the coup is being used basically to institute or reinforce the power of the already ruling government.